Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we get into PMI, there's a couple things I forgot to tell you guys. One, I tried an awesome new dip. It's called Toom. Toom, I think is how you pronounce it. T-O-O-M. And I posted a picture of it last night. It's straight pureed garlic and lemon juice.
Oh, that's what I smell.
Yeah. I ate it last night with a loaf of French bread.
Jeez.
Like the loaf.
Oh my gosh.
It was so good, I couldn't stop.
One of those dips.
Yeah, I mean, I have never had this before, and I've been seeing a lot of TikTok videos with this stuff. I guess the hack is that you go into Costco and get the chicken bake, and then you dip the chicken bake into this, and then you give it hell.
Goodness.
Which I want to try.
Sounds
now.
Good to me.
I want to try it because I was just dipping French bread in it last night. And then I walked over to Knick Knack and she was like, oh, good God.
Yeah, well,
your breath.
Straight garlic. I mean, it's enough to get rid of vampires and your friends.
I did what any normal husband would do. I grabbed her and held her on the ground and tongue kissed her.
You're going to like this garlic.
While the children were screaming in shock.
Yeah. Stop it, Dad. Stop.
I did, too. I grabbed her and I held her down and I put my tongue in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
You like that garlic? You like that garlic? This is what keeps marriages strong, you guys. This is what works.
Sure.
Then I licked her face. It was
keep the romance.
I apologize to my children for having to witness that. That horror in the kitchen last night.
Ew.
But anyway, I'll bring you a spoonful in, Katie. I know you like food. I'll bring you a little spoonful in tomorrow morning, and I'll just shove it in your mouth, and then maybe we'll tongue kiss. I don't know. We'll see how the morning goes.
You never know.
The second thing that went on this weekend is, you know, I had mentioned that last week was a rough week for a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, thoughts and prayers and tears.
It was heavy.
Heavy hearts and that pit in your stomach. It was just a heavy week last week. So it had been a minute. I was like, we got to get back to church. So we went to church on Sunday morning.
Oh.
And as you would expect, they had some great music there in the beginning and some very powerful words at the beginning, including like a moment of silence, just to close your eyes and pray and just, you know, be one with God in that moment. And so the entire place is quiet while we're all standing there. And they just got a little like, you know, in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us started laughing because about four rows up during the moment of silence, all you hear is, Mama!
No!
Mama! Mom! Mama! Mom! Mom!
Zoe was there with
you? Mom! Mama! And we both were just going, it was trying to be like this, you know, powerful, deep moment.
Yeah.
And Nicole looked at me and she goes, Baby, not. Mom! Mama! Mom! 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 Mom!
Oh my God.
The entire time. And we were just like, I was like, oh my God, of all times.
Praise Jesus.
For that kid to be doing that. So it totally ruined the moment. But we totally LOL, especially when she mouthed to me, Baby.
That's good.
Well, I'm glad to hear she's going to church, though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
She's
you
there.
Know,
she's
finding
there.
God.
Why she thinks you're there, Katie?
Way to
but
get it?
Mama, mom. So good. It was
that's
like
funny.
So good. So
oh,
hilarious.
Gosh.
Made me happy. Made me very happy. All right, it is time for PMI. We're gonna send you on your way with a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who got to pee?
I got the pee.
Mama got to pee.
Yes. And this actually is really neat. It's a new way of dating, and people are really, really digging. It's called Pitch a friend. And
pitch, please.
I know. It is really catching on. So it's been in Denver for about a year. It started in Philadelphia, I believe. But what it is, essentially, is it is a trending event where friends tell the crowd why they should date their friend. So they get up there in front of a whole crowd of people with a PowerPoint presentation and try to convince the people in the crowd why their friend's a good catch based on their best, worst, and funniest qualities, with anything from like being a proud dog dad to an avid hiker, right? So you put all of the attributes of your friend up on the screen, and then people vote on whether or not they want to get to know that person better. And I guess it's a really neat way to get out and continue with the dating trends, because I mean, anyone who is single, Josh, you can attest to this, a lot of the action comes from the apps, right? They come from this artificial sense of meeting people, and it's just like, it really gets to you after a while. So the fact that this is like in your face in front of people, you're relying on your friend, first of all, to explain you to
that's scary. That's very
scary.
Well,
it depends on who the friend is, really. Yeah. But I guess
I'm sure you go over it before the event, right?
Yeah,
so you know what they're going to say, and you can tweak it.
It's funny because I didn't know if I'd be 100% into this until I remembered. Do you remember when you wrote a little write-up for my dating profile?
I sure do.
Yeah.
You did. It was really well done. Thank you very much.
And I loved that so much that you thought that of me. I would never put those things
you
into
still
my
have
dating.
That?
I do. I have it on my dating profile still. So I don't.
You should read that again.
I know. Honestly, like, I don't think that I could have come up with that
read
way
it.
To
do you
say
have it?
That
can you
about
pull it up?
Me. I mean, it
like,
might take
it
me a
quickly?
Second to find
well,
it.
You don't have to.
Might
then,
find
but...
me. Maybe I can find it on the break, and then we'll talk
okay.
about it. But no, and so I just like it made me think of that. How like that was your view of me? Like I think when you're talking about yourself, when you're making these online dating profiles yourself, there's almost like you hold back because you don't want to come off too overconfident, too
yeah.
cocky, too, you know, like it's not a good look for people. So when somebody else is saying these things about you, it's almost like the audience believes it more because it's the outside perspective.
I agree.
And this isn't limited to just dating. I liked that there's a few other ways that you can use this for pet adoption pitches, mini speed dating, and also mingling activities. If you're just looking for friends, this is a good way to get out there and meet new people as well. So this latest one, this is why it's so neat. They did it in McGregor Square on Friday. And
oh,
so they
cool.
had like 15 different pitches and a huge audience of people watching it.
So what happens after the pitch? Do you get to like...
I think that
do you leave with somebody or
after that I believe
bid on you
they
or
connect
what?
With like it's all about connecting. So
I had some
if
friends
you,
that went to this on Friday.
Okay,
yeah.
so yeah, if yeah. you are interested in
did
one
they
of
leave
the
with
people,
anybody?
No, they. I don't want to say what they said about the event.
Oh. Okay. I had somebody message me and tell me it was great and I should try it out because
that's good.
Of all my
you should, yeah.
dating adventures mm-hmm. and how they're working out. They're like, you should try this just to see if it's up your alley. But I just thought it's a neat new way to do,
do
it.
Do you want me to go with you and I'll go up on stage and do the PowerPoint
you
presentation?
Can both do
oh my
one.
Gosh,
how
we can both
that?
Pitch you.
I would love that.
That'd
I would
be
absolutely
awesome.
Love
you would
that.
Get 80 guys
really?
Right off. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's do that.
You like so prom night all
time.
Over again.
Oh,
God. Shh, my mom listens, Jeremy.
It's more dudes than were in her town.
I know, exactly. That's like the whole town.
I got some stories for your
oh
mom.
Oh, my goodness. No. But, and again, it's just a new way to do it, and I am so over the apps and the dating, and, you know, I love
right,
it.
It's well,
just lunchdenver.com. But, yeah, so it's just like a new way to do it. Just one more way. So,
love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
really neat.
Yeah.
Except for Josh's friends. All right. Who's got the... Oh, Josh, you got the minus.
I got the minus today. This one hits really close to home for everybody who lives around the Highlands Ranch area because Douglas County Sheriff's Officer issuing a warning after this weekend. Some crazy stuff happened. So there's this game called Senior Assassin. And if you don't know what that is, it's a game where seniors in high school go around and they try to kind of take each other out with water guns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently water guns are now being made to look... very realistic.
Yeah.
And seniors have the bright idea, again, frontal lobes not fully closed yet, but have the bright idea to go around playing the senior assassin game wearing ski masks.
Oh,
and
God.
Hiding, smart move.
Hiding their identities. Well, this happened over the weekend, and it happened at a grocery store, and they run to this grocery store with guns. Automatically, every...
They look like little Uzis.
Yes, they do. They do. So every mom in Highlands Ranch thinks that they're about to be robbed.
Yeah.
So Douglas County Sheriff's Office was called for this, and they show up. This is very dangerous. If the sheriff's office sees people wearing ski masks with guns, they then in turn will probably draw their guns.
Yeah.
If you just have a water gun, that's not a fight that you're going to win. So think about this very thoroughly if you are part of the senior assassin game in high school right now, because this is a big minus. So this happened over the weekend at a grocery store, and a bunch of teenagers were spotted with
these
masks.
Why is this still a thing?
Just, it's a fun game. Like, I like the concept.
It's
I think
different.
It's cute.
I saw some kids running through my neighborhood last year because we had some seniors next door at the house, and
were
I didn't know this was going on.
Yeah.
And I see these kids running through our street with guns, and I was like, oh my God, what is happening right now? And they're hiding behind cars, and they're in the bushes, and I was like, what the hell? And then I saw them attack the young lady next door. Just soak her. I was like, oh. I was like, I guess this is a thing.
Yeah, right.
Everyone in the house.
Okay?
But that is scary. Like, if you don't know what's going on, and especially now with the addition of ski masks, that's not,
well,
not a good look.
One of the stories, too, is like somebody popped out of a sunroof trying to spray a water gun as well.
It was a drive-by spraying.
Yes.
That's
and
not
so
what you
it's,
want.
It's very, very shocking to see. You're right. So
it
right.
is. So just
careful.
Have fun with it if you're going to do
ski
it.
Ski masks at home.
Be safe. Don't buy the black water guns.
No.
You know, use the brightly colored orange and yellow ones.
Yes.
And
the
old
clear
ones.
Yeah. Make the clear. Make them very obvious.
Crazy.
And don't throw on a ski mask. Come
yeah,
on.
I know.
Come
on,
people.
Come
on.
All right. Let's round things out with the interesting, there's a new reason couples are setting up credit card machines at the bar at their weddings. It's the hot new trend in helping pay for their honeymoon. I guess all these couples are doing it. They have an actual credit card processing company that comes out, sets up the little card readers at the bar, and then there's little signs with QR codes with the messages that say, "Don't be tight, pay for our flight." I like that.
That's a bold ask.
The couple said that proceeds will go towards their honeymoons, whether it be Mexico or Ireland or Iceland, wherever the hell you're going. A lot of these couples I'm reading about aren't revealing how much they made, but I would say they're probably making some good bank. They also interviewed various guests in this news article, and they absolutely love it. They say it takes a lot of pressure off them because they don't have to go out and look at wedding registries. They don't have to try to find stupid gifts, especially when people have been together for like 10 plus years and then they decide to get married and they got everything.
Yeah.
So what do they want? They want some cash towards their honeymoon. I was just at a wedding like 2 weeks ago with big tall man Dan, and they put in their little online blog or whatever, you know, no gifts, contribute to our honeymoon, which is what we did. It's no different than what I did 19 years ago. We opened up a fund at a furniture place.
Yeah.
And had people contribute money to that fund for new bedroom furniture for us, which we still have.
Yeah.
It's time to flip it out, though.
I mean, was it solid oak?
Getting
that'll
a little
last
rickety.
A lifetime, Jer.
That bed's getting a little rickety.
Okay, that's what you meant.
It's been 19 years, Katie Cat. Okay. 19 years. Anyway, this credit card company is hoping that this trend catches on at wedding venues across the country. Probably because they get a little cut of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I love this.
I love
do.
It too.
I was wondering if you were going to say in lieu of gifts. Like, it's one thing if you have to go out and buy a gift and then they're asking for you to contribute to the wedding fund or the honeymoon fund.
Yeah.
But if it is instead of gifts,
I think
love
it is.
I
think
I love it,
is. It
because then you're not wasting time trying to find the perfect gift, the wedding register. Yeah, all of that is such a process. So
I agree.
I'm for this. 100%.
I agree.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.